a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
To Western North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee and upstate of South Carolina and Georgia had been pretty piss poor. And been several people online making excuses for FEMA. But the record of FEMA throughout the years since Jimmy Carter put it in place many, many decades ago had been piss poor. Hurricane Katrina is one everybody knows. And it doesn't matter whether it's Republican or Democrat or whatever. FEMA sucks. Just does. And usually the state responds better than the people. It always amazes me how the people come out. And you just see stories after stories after stories on Twitter and Facebook and all of how good the people are. Load after load. I know several people from here in Kershaw County that have taken loads up and are still gathering and all. I wish I could go up there, but I'm just not in the physical condition to go up there now. I've got medical conditions that I got to get taken care of before I can go again. But it is amazing to me how good people are. When fellow citizens need help. Doesn't matter what color they are, doesn't matter what party they are, doesn't matter how rich or poor they are. They just reach out and help. But the critical thing here is the lessons that we learn that we cannot rely on government. Government is always inefficient and inadequate to do whatever it needs to get done. They're always second class, and we are second class. So that's the thing to remember, that when it comes to government, they can't be trusted, they shouldn't be trusted, and maybe it's about time we cut them off. Cut the teat off. Maybe it's time that we have another tax revolt where a mass of people refuse to pay anymore. And yeah, they'll get mad and ticked off and probably come for after some of us. But if we stick together like we're doing in North Carolina and all, they'll back down. People will start leaving the ranks of the evil government. And we can shrink government pretty quickly like that. But it's the fear that the government is going to come get us. It is fear that government feeds off of. It's time that we quit being fearful of these parasites. I don't know. Let me know what you think in the comments. Is FEMA worth a crap? Should we even be funding it? Billions and billions going overseas to fight wars and kill other people while people here suffer? There's something else to think about, boys and girls. Pray for the people in North Carolina and Georgia and the upstate and the people still in Florida suffering. And the next hurricane that's coming for them. Time to look back, pray, pray to God. Just something else to think about. Till next time. Peace.
This is a redneck who's about to learn the power of limited government. He just bought the boat of his dreams and received a hefty bill from the state. They taxed him for his boat, taxed him for his motor, taxed him for his trailer, taxed him for his tackle, and taxed him for his beer on ice. And if the redneck does not comply, the state will take his beer, take his tackle, take his trailer, take his boat, and they might just take his truck too. That's limited government. Have you had enough yet? I'm Jeff Maddox, and I approve of your frustration.
A government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?